Welcome to your first class on Ireland and the Irish economy. And I've called it From the Rise and Fall of the Celtic Tiger to the Green Shoots of Recovery. It's all very poetic. So what I'm going to do first is go back into the history of Ireland to give you some context. And then look at what kind of economy the Irish Republic is. And its glory days, because for 10 or 15 years it was a boom, the Celtic Tiger. Have you heard of other tigers? Yeah, in the economic sense. They used to talk about the Asian tigers. So a tiger is supposed to be a dynamic and aggressive economy. Yeah, like Taiwan. Taiwan was considered to be an Asian tiger. Yeah. And Singapore. And so on. Yeah, so that's the idea. Yeah. So the Celtic Tiger was a thing, and it went up and it went down, and then we'll see what's happening today. But first of all, the most recent events in Irish history have been very impressive, because Ireland is famous for being a Catholic country. We think of Ireland as a very Catholic country. And in the last few years, there have been two referendums in Ireland. One about abortion and the other one about gay marriage. And in both of them, the majority of practicing Catholics voted yes in Ireland. So there's something happening. It's not that people are not Catholics anymore. They're just Catholics with a different way of seeing things, which is interesting. Now, I was at home. I have a story about this, because my mother is very Catholic, and she's very conservative, and she's 86. Last month, I was at home. I was at her house with a television, and on the television, they said, in the news, they said, and this man has lost his job because he was homophobic. And my mother said, oh, well, that's normal. If he's homophobic, he should lose his job. And I thought, oh, my God, the poor homophobes. Yeah, here you have an 86-year-old conservative Catholic lady who does not agree with the homophobes. Who agrees with the homophobes these days? You know, it's really a desperate situation for them. So here you have some posters. Here we have some posters from the two events. First of all, the abortion rights event, 1, 2, 3. And you can see that they had to be kind of careful in the campaign. Yeah? Because, for example, sometimes a campaign for abortion rights would have a poster like, you know, don't trust the Pope, vote for abortion. Now, that in Ireland, that's a bad idea. Yeah? Yeah, insulting the Pope is not a good idea. And so they chose some very interesting slogans. This was the main slogan. Trust women. Faites confiance aux femmes. Pour choisir pour chacun pour elle. I thought it was a very clever slogan. Yeah, so it kept it away from religion. And at the top, you have the other slogan. A woman you love might need your yes. Okay. And then at the bottom left, you have the campaign for gay marriage. Vote no. Oh, no, excuse-moi, non, mais je confonds, hein. Je pense que ça, c'est au contraire, c'est l'inverse, c'est l'opposition. Oui, c'est l'opposition, là, excuse-moi. I didn't understand the slogan there. There've also been quite a lot of social unrest, and here you have a recent demonstration in London against water charges. Okay, so let's have a look at the Republic of Ireland today. This is where I need your help. First of all, let me test your English. What is the question? Can you give me the question? You can see there's a question there, isn't there? Can you just give the question, not the answer, the question. I'm testing your grammar. Just a moment. Give me a moment. A good idea. That's not correct.
What is the length of the coastline?
Yeah, what is the length of the coastline? How long is the coastline? Yeah, that's the question. You're just testing your questions, yeah? You need a little practice, yeah? Okay, so now the answer. Anybody guess? Did we guess the coastline? 3 kilometres, 4 kilometres?
Between
100
and 100. I'm bad at geography.
Yeah. 100 kilometres is not a lot for the coastline of Ireland, is it? Yeah.
1,000 kilometres.
Yeah, that's something that I don't know, but yeah, it's gonna be quite a lot of kilometres anyway. Thank you. That was easy. Dublin, yes. So again, I'm going to check your grammar a little bit. Can you give me the question? L'Irlande a été le sud de l'Irlande a été une république depuis? Posez la question en anglais. La question, pas la réponse. You go. Ah, on a un petit problème de ordre des mots là. For how long has the Republic of Ireland been? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, il faut un peu de révision ici. Hein, je vois. Okay. Donc, et la réponse, the answer?
1947.
Uh-huh. He says 1947. Qui dit mieux? You're very close. We will see in a moment. You're really very close. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll go to see in a moment, but at least you've got the correct, like, general historical period. Yeah, you didn't say like 1633 or 2011. Okay, can I have the question? Could you ask the question? That's great. You said that without moving your lips. Yeah, how many people live there? Very good. Yeah. Oh, you got saved by the bell. In the Republic of Ireland? Yeah?
More than 5 million.
More than 5 million, okay. We'll see in a moment. We'll get there. Oh, yeah, okay. And what percentage of the Irish in the Republic are Catholics?
18, 19.
Okay. So let's have all the answers here. In the Irish Republic, we're only talking about the Irish Republic, there are 1,000 kilometres, very good, 1,000 kilometres of coastline. Yes, more reasonable, yeah? So it's a long way to walk around. If you walk around Ireland, how much can you walk in a day? 30 kilometres a day? So it would take you a good month to walk around Ireland. The capital is Dublin. It's been a republic since 1949. That's not so bad. You were fairly close. Yeah? Are you surprised? No. Sounds okay. Good. The population 4.5 million. You weren't far enough away. Alors vous verrez que j'ai été depuis trop longtemps en France parce que en principe ça devrait être un point pour 4.5 million. Mais j'ai pris des habitudes françaises. Alors j'ai mis des virgules. Il faut pas. Donc je mets 6.2. In English, you mustn't put a comma. It has no meaning at all. You must put a point. Yeah, and 87% of the Irish are Catholics. Okay, that's where we get the beginning there. Okay. The big political event recently was 2010. 2010 was the big political event, and so I will be explaining the background to it. And this is a symbol of the new political event. This is a popular newspaper, and you can see Ireland RIP. Okay, so that's quite a melodramatic headline. This is a very popular newspaper. It sells a million. Maybe it doesn't sell a million. It sells a lot. But what's most interesting about it is that underneath it says notre avenir a été éliminé par des banquiers et des politiciens. But it uses very vulgar language to describe them. And this is interesting because it's quite rare, especially in anglophone worlds, to have rude words on the front page. Oh, en France aussi, en première page d'un journal, c'est rare qu'on ait des insultes vulgaires. But people were so angry that this was the kind of front page they were coming up with. Yeah, I will leave you to the dictionaries. My mother wouldn't want me to repeat words like this in front of you. Okay. So there you get. There you've got your island, your map of islands. Can you see Dublin? Yes. Yeah. What are the other big towns?
Yeah.
Cork, absolutely. We have Cork. It's where's it gone? I've lost Cork. There you go. Cork. Yeah.
Galway's
right up at the top, isn't it? No, it's up at the. It's on the right. There, it's there. Yeah, that's right. Limerick is fairly big. Now they're not so big. You remember, there's 5 million people in the whole country. So they're not so big, these towns, yeah. It's also, it's actually very green. Because it's, I think it's about half the, it's more than half the size of England, but it has 8 times fewer people. So it's like empty. It's like France is empty, really. Remember, France is 4 times bigger than England. I'm not talking about Britain, England. France is empty. In Britain, we don't really have countryside. In England, we don't really have countryside. You come out of one town, and then 10 miles later, you're in the next town. Here we have the flag. Anything you notice about the flag? It's what? It's waving. Thank you. I'm glad you came. Okay. Yeah. Well, when do you think they chose this flag? When? Well, can you see that it's the same design as the French flag? This is not an accident. Yeah?
After the War of Independence?
No, before, I think. But in any case, they were inspired by the French Revolution. The French we forget because we live in France, but the French Revolution changed the minds of people across the entire world. It was an enormous change. Yeah? And the Irish, who were dominated by England, they chose something which looked like the French flag to show, you know, that they were also revolutionaries and wanted there. So there it is, the French flag. Some more statistics here. Total life expectancy at birth. So it is a developed country, yeah, quite a rich country, really. Yeah, life expectancy at birth, not quite so good as France. A little better than the United Kingdom. And you also have at the bottom the fertility rates. 2 children born to every woman. What does that mean for the population? Any mathematicians in the place? Yeah, if every woman has 2 children on average, What happens to the population? It decreases, yes, because among the 2 children, not all of them will live to have children. So if you want to replace if you want a stable population, you need a little bit more than two children each. Although, you know, we usually solve that in other ways. Life expectancy at birth then, 78 for men and 83 almost for women. I'll just do that again, I like that. One more time, okay. Now, these statistics are a little bit old because in Ireland, like in many countries, they only have a census every 10 years. So these are the 2011 things. And here you can see the ethnic composition of the Irish Republic. Now again, here we have a cultural difference because in France, the census does not ask you questions like this. In fact, it's illegal to ask people, yes, are you black or white? Are you black or white? Are you black or white? You can't do that in France. An official body cannot do that. It's illegal. This is from the memory of Vichy. Yeah, from the memory of Vichy. Whereas in Britain, this is not a problem. So there, and in Ireland either. So in 2011, there were 3.8 million white Irish. These are people who said, I am white Irish, when they asked them the question. The biggest no, sorry. The minority Irish travellers are 29,000. Yeah, Irish travellers are an ethnic group of travellers from Ireland, les gens du voyage, on dit. Dans le temps, on disait gitane, mais en fait, ça n'a rien à voir, mais c'est ce que disaient les gens. Other whites, 412,000. So other white is like, you know, French or American or Australian. Black Irish, 58,000. Other black, 6,000. Chinese, 17,000. Other Asians, so this is India, Pakistan. Yeah. Other. Not stated. Il y en a quand même un certain nombre qui ne disent pas, qui ne répondent pas. So there you have the changes, and you can see quite a big rise in other whites, and the reason for this was the broadening of the European Union. In 2006, there were not so many Polish people, for example, in Ireland as there were in 2011. The urban population at the last census in 2011 was 62%. And so although it is now an urban country, it's not so much as France. In France, people live much more in towns. And in Ireland, there's still a significant... So that there was still, in 2011, there was still nearly 40% of the population who lived in the countryside, in villages. Yeah? Which is... quite a big number. L'année prochaine, j'aurai de nouveaux chiffres parce qu'il fait un nouveau recensement. The biggest of the cities is Dublin, 500,000. C'est pas si grand, hein, pour nous. Hein? Pour les Rouennais, peut-être. Pour les Bordelais, non. But 2 million in the metropolitan area. Cork, 120,000. What is the population of Rouen? Anybody? Population of Rouen?
150,000.
Oh, 150,000. Okay, so Cork is coming along to be that sort of size. Limerick on 100,000.
Rouen is a bit less than Cork.
A bit less than Cork, okay. Thank you. And Galway, 76,000. I've never been to the. I've been to Dublin, but I've never been to the other places. Lisbon. So these are the main. Has anybody here been to Ireland? Two people. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What was different from England? A good point, yeah, Bob. Who cares about England? Good answer, yeah. What was different about England?
I wish people are more friendly than English.
They're more friendly. Yeah, that's probably true, yes. It's quite funny because the stereotype of Ireland is that everybody's very friendly. But it's actually true. It's a stereotype which is true. Yeah. That's what I thought, anyway. That's what Dublin looks like. This is Dublin Castle. Now that's important because, as we will see in the history, for a very long period of time, Ireland was governed from Westminster, from 1801 until the 20th century. And Dublin Castle was the place where the English ruling class lived dominated it in a relatively classical colonial way. For example, for many, many years in the 19th century, all Irish people had to give money to the Protestant church because that was the official church. But of course, almost everybody in Ireland was Catholic. But they had to give money to the Protestant church. And in general, if there's one thing people do not like doing, it's giving money to another religion, which is not theirs. You know, it's always a sign that things are not going too well. And this is the symbol of Dublin. The symbol of Dublin is the character Molly Malone. From a famous song.